Welcome to the Dermatology Interest Group Association podcast, or DIGA podcast, where we talk about everything from how to become a stellar dermatology applicant to interesting topics in dermatology.
From research advice to interviewing tips, you will be prepared to follow the path to become a world-class dermatologist.
Originally from Kansas City, Taylor Runyon is a wife, a proud plant parent, a baker, and now a newly matched dermatology resident. Her story highlights the importance of honesty, community, and resiliency with a great piece of advice that we could all incorporate. Let's hear how she matched at her number one program. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the DIGA podcast. My name is Sydney Mitchell, and today with us we have...
Hi, I am Taylor Runyon, and I just matched into dermatology. I am originally from Kansas City. I went to school at Colorado State and then moved out to the Pacific Northwest, where I worked as a scribe in a primary care clinic for about 3 years before I moved back to Colorado for medical school. I applied to dermatology residencies last year, and unfortunately, I went unmatched. I deferred graduation for a year and have been doing a pre-doctoral internship at my school for the last year. And just this past month, I found out that I matched into my dream dermatology residency program.
Ah, congratulations. Well, we are so happy to have you on today and hear more about your story. So again, congratulations on recently matching. Match day was just a few weeks ago. How was that for you? Did your school throw a big event for you all?
Thank you so much. So my school did throw an event, but because I am living in another state right now, I actually didn't attend. There was a virtual match day ceremony that I got to go to the morning of, where people were sharing their results and we got all kinds of information about what specialties our class matched into. And then right at the end was when people were getting their results about where they matched. So that was very exciting to get to see where everybody went.
Oh, that's great. I love that you were still able to be a part of the celebration and everything virtually. What was going on in your head during that time? How did it feel getting the good news?
It was amazing. That is a feeling that I'm going to be holding on to for a very long time. I only applied to dermatology residencies, so I knew on Monday that I was in fact going to be a dermatologist. And so then opening up that email on Friday and seeing that my first ranked program had also ranked me high enough where I matched there was truly just the greatest feeling in the world. It felt like all of the adversities that I had come up against, and all of the effort that I had put in for, gosh, it feels like the last 10 years, maybe, it had all paid off and it was all worth it.
That is so good to hear. And I know, yeah, we going into medicine, we kind of commit ourselves to years and years and years of training and being in this career field. And so I know it had to be so satisfying to finally see all your work, hard work, you know, be rewarded in that moment. If you don't mind us asking, can we know where you matched in your top program? Where was it?
Yes, absolutely. So I matched at Samaritan Health in Oregon.
Congratulations. What do you think stands out to you the most about your program, or why did you rank it so high? What did it for you?
Thank you again. So I felt so connected with that program when I went and did a rotation there. I really connected with the residents who were there, particularly the first years who are now going to be my chief residents. The program director there, I really enjoyed talking with him, and I felt like he took an individual interest in his residents. and is very invested in not only their professional, but also their personal success. The other faculty at that program were just amazing. And then I mentioned earlier that I am not living in the same state where my medical school is right now and doing my pre-doctoral internship as a virtual program. And so I live in the Pacific Northwest again, which is, you know, just real close to where my future program is. So location also is something that was very special to me.
That's awesome. What do you think you are most excited for going into this new phase of your training, transitioning into being now a resident? What are you most excited for?
I honestly just cannot wait to get back to seeing patients. This year has been very research focused, very academic for me, which is not something that I have found out that I want to do for the rest of my life. So I really, truly am so excited to get back to seeing patients and to get to do it as a dermatology resident after my intern year is just truly my dreams are coming true.
Oh, we're so glad to hear that. And I know the patient care, that's the best part, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so if we could just switch gears a little bit and kind of take us back. We're so proud of where you are now, but I think we'd like to hear just a little bit about your journey getting you to this point, right? So first, why dermatology? What about the field drew you to that specialty?
Yeah, so I mentioned I worked as a scribe in a primary care clinic for about those 3 years before medical school. And I am so eternally grateful for my time there. The kind of saying about family practice is that your knowledge is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so I feel like I got exposed to so many different conditions, and based on when we would refer patients, I also got an idea about what different specialties, what their patients might look like. Dermatology patients were always my favorite when they came in. And so I had an inkling that dermatology was probably what I was most interested in. And then every experience that I had with dermatology basically confirmed that during medical school.
Awesome. And so during medical school, could you tell us just a little bit about your journey and I guess some of the things that you were doing kind of early on since you knew to align yourself with applying to dermatology residency?
Yeah. And I'd like to add a little bit more to what I was saying before also. Our skin is so important to the way that we present ourselves to the world. It's something that affects the way that other people see us, and it can also impact the way that we feel about ourselves. And I think that one of the very special things about dermatology is that as a provider, you get to be someone who helps with that. And that's what I want to be doing.
That's so important, especially when, you know, you're choosing your life's work, right? Your career field. That's so important that you feel that personal connection to it. And that's so great that you had that. Was there anything that you were doing specifically while you were in medical school that helped your application, you think, or things that you were able to connect to while in your med school journey to dermatology?
Yeah, so things that I did during medical school, I knew that going into medical school, that was probably what I wanted to do. So I tried to get as much exposure as early on as I could. So for me, that looked like joining. We had a dermatology pathology club at my school. So making sure that that was one of the clubs that I joined. And then I was later the vice president of that club. I know dermatology is an incredibly competitive field. And so doing things to just generally make me a strong applicant. I was on my school's student government association. So I was our wellness representative for my class. And then I was the wellness officer for our school. And then beyond that, you know, we all know that research is something that can help you get more exposure to the field of dermatology and can help with your application. And so I found a research group that I joined at the end of my first year of medical school. And so being involved in that for such a long period of time was something that allowed me to have a fair amount of research on my application when I applied. And I also got to know the lab's PI fairly well. And so I think that I had a fairly nice letter of recommendation from him. So
those are some really great initiatives. And so for those of us listening, and we're also aspiring dermatologists, that's some great ideas. If you're listening now and you're thinking about, well, how can I make myself competitive? Those are some great ideas. So we thank you so much for that. But even with all of the great work that you were doing, unfortunately, you mentioned, you know, you went unmatched the first cycle. Can you talk to us about what that was like for you?
Yeah. So going unmatched was, you know, devastating. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It was definitely a blow to my confidence. It was a really tough week, match week for me last year was, and then getting to match week this year, and it's just experiencing both ends of the spectrum. But not matching last year turned out to almost be a blessing. I am a big believer in trying to make the most of any situation that is presented to you. In interviews, whenever I'm asked three words to describe myself, optimist is always one that comes up. And so I was really determined to make the most out of this year for myself and just be an even stronger applicant to give myself the best chance of matching this year.
And thank you so much for being candid about your experience. It's so important that we are candid about this and we talk about truly the impact that that going unmatched can have, and just bringing awareness to that and the system. But it's important to be real about the experience and the all the emotions. But what do you feel like you might have learned during that experience that you really think, you know, propelled you for this time around, or both? What do you think made the difference for you for this application cycle, or what made a difference in general for your application this cycle as compared to last cycle?
Yeah. So what I learned, I'm surrounded by truly some amazing people who are part of my support system and some really amazing mentors. And I spent a lot of time during SOAP week last year reaching out to them. I think the best piece of advice I got during that time, and it's probably the best piece of advice I've ever received regarding dermatology, is that the only people who don't make it into derm are the people who stop trying. I got that piece of advice from, he was a resident at the time. He's now an attending, and he received that piece of advice when he was a medical student from a resident. And so that was something that I just really held on to this year. And it was kind of like a little bit of a guiding light or like a mantra for me that I can still get to my ultimate goal, even if my path isn't linear. That's okay. And then you asked about what the difference for me this time was. So a couple of things that I think were different were that my pre-doctoral internship through my school, I was able to add a couple of research pieces between match day and when applications are due. There's only about 6 months. And so trying to do as much as you can during that time is really important. And so I was able to add on a couple of pieces of research, but I was also able to, during interviews, talk about what ongoing research I was working on. I also worked with My school, our principals of clinical medicine department, has a lab where you learn how to do physical exams. And so I worked with them to go back to campus and help teach first year students how to do a derm exam. I worked with them to update some of their lab materials that they used. And then the final part of my pre-doctoral internship is a leadership component. So that has been something that's been very, very fun to work on. My mentor there is fabulous. And then I think the last thing that I would say is maintaining a relationship and maintaining a connection with residents that you meet at programs, whether you meet them during an audition rotation or at a conference. Maintaining those connections is something that can really, really benefit you also.
That's so great to hear. And I love how you mentioned the importance of your network and the importance of your support system and reaching out when you need it. And then also the perspective of the perspective shift in, you know, using the time wisely, seeing it as the time off that you had as a blessing, you know, rather than a curse, and doing the most with that time that you had to ultimately get you to your end goal. So that is so great to hear for us. And for our listeners right now who may find themselves in that same situation where they might themselves, you know, have to reapply to residency, what's something that you would like to say to them personally?
I think that really just not being afraid to bet on yourself. If you're willing to put in the work, if you can see what you want your future to look like, don't be afraid to bet on yourself. There are always going to be people who are going to tell you that you won't be successful when you're reapplying. And they are. They're doing their best. They're looking out for you. They are well-intentioned. But if you truly believe that you can do it, don't be afraid to go for it.
That's right. And like you said, the only way that you won't make it is if you stop trying, right? So I think that's such a such a great piece of advice. I know I personally am going to carry that with me going forward. So I'm sure that all of us listening right now are very grateful for that, Jim. And also within that same vein, do you have any other kind of closing tips from a newly matched resident? Any other gems for us to hang on to?
I kind of mentioned this earlier. I guess more for maybe reapplicants or non-traditional applicants, whatever it is, it's okay that your path isn't linear. There are so many amazing dermatologists who didn't match their first time when they applied, and they've still gone on to have incredible careers. They take great care of their patients. And so just, it's okay if your path isn't linear. It's okay if you have to pivot or take a sidestep or whatever it is. If you want to become a dermatologist and it's where you see yourself, don't give up.
So earlier, Taylor, I know we were talking and you mentioned that in your free time, some of your favorite things to do are baking, and you're actually a plant parent, right? You like to take care of your plants. What's your favorite thing to bake?
So I love baking. I love baking anything for like a friend's birthday, any kind of celebration, I'm bringing something. My favorite thing to bake right now, I have set a goal for the year of 2024 to perfect a macaron. And so most of my baking this year has been attempts at that. Some certainly better than others, but my husband loves eating them, even if they don't look like how I want them to.
That's important. Support at home for our baking skills. We love that. I'm also a proud plant parent. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Just how many plants do you have, just out of curiosity?
Oh gosh, we've probably got maybe somewhere between 30 and 40 would be my guess.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Yeah, something unique about my plants, and I would talk about this when people were asking for a fun fact, is that both my husband and I have plants that are cuttings from grandparents that have been passed down. So I actually have a plant from my grandfather who passed away before I was born that my mom has taken care of my whole life, and she gave me a cutting of it not too long ago. And so I've had that and I love taking care of it. And then somehow my husband also has ended up with a plant that was from his mom from her father. So we have these two very, very special plants among all of our other ones that we also love.
Taylor, that is just absolutely beautiful and kind of a crazy coincidence, if I can say so myself. So I just returned this past weekend from being at the AMEC conference, and it was held in New Orleans, Louisiana. I've got family in New Orleans. Actually, all my family is from New Orleans, and I just got a cutting myself from my grandmother's plant while I was there for the weekend, and she passed some years ago herself from breast cancer. So now I also have a really sentimental cutting. So that's wild, really, that you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother, and I hope that your plant thrives and it will always be a connection that you get to have with her. It's very special getting to take care of one that is from someone who's meant so much to you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. And I wish the same for yours as well. So, Taylor, I have just absolutely enjoyed this conversation so much. I think you've shed an important light on a very real experience that some of us may find ourselves in. But I think it speaks so much to how we just have to persevere. And ultimately, like we said, if we just keep trying, we'll end up at our final destination, our end goal. And so I'm just so thankful for you being on today and taking the time to speak with us. Are you on any social media or anything like that? Where can our listeners connect with you?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm always more than happy to talk to anyone, no matter where they're at in their medical journey, on their way to dermatology. In terms of connecting with me, I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram at just Taylor period Runyon, or if people would rather email me, that also works. That would be Taylor period Runyon one at gmail.com.
Thank you so much. And again, this was just such a treat. We wish you the absolute best in your journey going forward. And thank you again for taking some time to share your story with us.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. Good luck to you as you progress through medical school and submit that application, and good luck to all of our listeners also.
This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the DIGA podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Please send us any questions or comments to derminterestpod@gmail.com.